As we get closer to Pesach, start to think about ideas of slavery and freedom. And obviously these words, Umatar Asurim, Hashem frees captives, takes on more resonance. At its core, the Sosemis explains that true freedom is to live in the shadow of Hashem, to understand that that which we call nature is really just a force which is over and above nature. Hashem just clothes it in nature, but really it's all Hashem. Hashem running the world, Hashem willing everything into existence. Yes, running the world with what we call scientific rules, the laws of nature. But they're just expressions of His will. And therefore, says the Sfasamus, freedom is to not be subservient to anything. Hashem created a world where there's hierarchy, there's different types of angels. And even in this world, you have kings, you have servants. But in truth, the only true power in this world, it's not political power, it's Hashem's power. And Hashem is the one who gives the power, withholds the power. And when we subject ourselves purely to Hashem, that's freedom. So the Jewish people who live solely under Hashem's authority, Hanhaga, we're really the free ones. What makes us free, what sets us free is Emunah. Knowing that Hashem creates, sustains the world, how everything comes as an expression of His will. The more we tap into that, the freer we are. This is what we talk about when we think about freedom. Bnei Yisrael, Jewish people who are looking for something higher, something deeper, are able to develop that relationship. And therefore, we're called free people even if we're in galus. Because true freedom is a state of mind. It's not a state of physical being. And therefore, if we have emunah, that we live purely under Hashem's hashkacha, under Hashem's providential hand, everything ultimately is from Him, then we're free. Ultimately, it actually says in Pirkei Avos, Ein lecha ben chorin ela mi she'osek b'Torah, there's none as free as someone who is a slave to the truth. And the Shem Mamunim says that's the point. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya Memtas. It says, Lema leit set la surim tseyu. Say to those that are captive, go out. Those who bind themselves up in the shuls and the bottom address, Hashem says, get out of galus. The idea of being free. Free from earthly pursuits for the amount of time that we choose to spend engaged in spiritual pursuits. The freedom is the state of mind that we have the ability to rise above those natural forces, to tap into Hashem's power, to free ourselves ultimately from the Yetzer Hara, to try and focus ourselves on spirituality, on Torah and Tefillah. As we do that, we free ourselves. We free ourselves from the things that hold us back. Negative forces, bad midas, whatever it might be. Binding ourselves up to Hashem, binding ourselves up to the truth is the most liberating experience possible. In fact, that's what we sing straight after going free on Seder night. Hallelujah, hallelu avde Hashem. We sing a song of servitude because there's none as free as someone who is a slave to the truth.